Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us right now, and it's time for the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com. If you want more information, check out the website, but don't just go there looking for more on Tom's picks or what he thinks is trending. Go there for anything related to ETFs, because the site is a full-service site with everything from what's new to what's changing, what's going on, ratings, rankings, and much, much more information there that's going to help you become a better ETF investor. They're on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares Senior Loan Portfolio, ticker symbol BKLN.
BKLN, the PowerShares Senior Loan Portfolio. You know, this is not the first time you have looked at this particular fund, so I'm curious why this fund right now in a rising interest rate environment.
Well, just 30 days ago, Chuck, when you looked at the probabilities of a rate hike in March, it was something like 20%. And then gradually over the last few weeks went up to 50%, 80%. And a lot of people right now are banking on a rate hike next week. With that in mind, we're always talking about the fixed income marketplace, what areas get hurt when there's a hike in interest rates, and also what areas actually do well when there's a hike in interest rates. And in this case, it's important to talk for a minute about what senior loans are. And really what they are is it's a private loan taken from an underwriting bank or a syndicate of lenders. So what they've been able to do here is kind of package up these private loans, give them a rating, and they are secured by assets of the companies that borrow them. So in many cases, if a company is looking for a loan, they will have to offer up their inventory or they'll have to offer up their debt. So the bank loans are in fact secured, but they have to pay on average a higher rate. And on top of that, this rate gets adjusted if interest rates go up. So in fact, if we do see a hike in interest rates, not only are they decent priced loans right here, but those loans are also going to be adjusted and go up in price. It's one of those few areas that actually make money when interest rates go up because they're backed by the security of the assets and the receivables of the companies. Not a bad way to diversify if you're looking at your fixed income portfolio and you've seen that it's gone down lately, especially since the election, as treasuries have been hurt pretty dramatically.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Now, where is this relative to its 200-day moving average and the rest?
Well, it's above its average, and right after the election, it moved pretty quickly, just the way equities did. And historically, bank loans have done well in rising rate environments specifically for these reasons. It's not often that you can look at the fixed income marketplace and say, hey, what areas actually do well in rising rates? We know financials, banks, do pretty well because of just this reason as well. You're able to loan out money for a higher rate and, in fact, providing more profitability. So if you're looking at your portfolio now and you see that the fixed income portion has been challenged, if you're looking at the Barclays Aggregate Index, which has everything from treasuries to corporates to high yields, the reason why it may have been challenged to some degree is because of the treasury side, not the high yield side, because high yields actually have done pretty well. It's a way to maybe diversify for those who have buy and hold positions in fixed income to have maybe a 5% allocation to your fixed income buy and hold position in something like BKLN. On the other hand, if you're a tactical investor, look at the 200-day average, hold on to it as long as this ETF is above its 200-day, and if it goes below its 200-day, that's your trigger to sell it.
What type of assets are you replacing this with? If you don't already have this in your portfolio, you know, where in the bond spectrum, because that's presumably what you're getting rid of, are you doing this? Or are you doing this with, say, some of your money market money?
Well, money market's safe. Not to say that this is not safe. It is safe. It is backed by security of inventory, security of receivables. It's all tends to be in mostly in the B or double B rated. The yield isn't bad. It's a little bit under 3%, but it's not as safe as money market funds. So don't take the safety of a money market fund and say, hey, I can just get a much better yield by doing something like this. If you've got treasuries in your portfolio, or if you want to take down a percentage of your Barclays Ag allocation and move that over, that would make a lot of sense. Again, we're in a different rate environment right now. We haven't seen something like this in a long period of time. The Fed is saying maybe three hikes in 2017. You need to be prepared.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. And if you want to get prepared, you're going to use the PowerShares Senior Loan Portfolio ETF. That's ticker symbol BKLN, like bank loan. BKLN, the ticker symbol, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFTrends.com. Check out the site for more information on all things related to ETFs. And while you're checking out the site, don't forget to follow him on Twitter. Well, the site is at ETF Trends, and he is at Tom Lydon. Just put them together and you'll get everything that Tom or the site are doing when it comes to the Twitterverse.